You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And today we're going to talk week two of college football. The lines are out and we're ready to lock in some plays. Week number one, very good week for us. We went 6-2-1 on our early release plays that we dropped on Wednesday. And year to date, we're 17-12-1. Now that the Ole Miss and Louisville game just went under the total. So let's break down the games and let's start in Ames, Iowa, where it's the showdown for the Cy Hawk Trophy. Iowa and Iowa State, everyone in the state is going to be excited for this one. It truly does get everyone involved. And Iowa coming off a very impressive victory last week over Indiana, winning 34-6 as a 3.5-point favorite. Meanwhile, Iowa State struggled with in-house rival Northern Iowa. That's an FCS school. They eked out a 16-10 victory, but that doesn't concern me because I know the Panthers always get up for that game. They play their in-state bigger schools very tough on an annual basis. Iowa State was getting ready for Iowa. There's no doubt about it. If you would have told me before the season that we could grab Iowa State at home against Iowa and be giving up less than 7 points, I would have grabbed it in a heartbeat, and we have that opportunity. So forget about what happened last week. Focus on the numbers, and the numbers say Iowa State is truly a top 5-10 program. Iowa, yeah, they might be a top 20 team this year, but I don't think they're at Iowa State's level. This is a good football team. Matt Campbell can obviously coach. They're at home. They're ready for this one. Iowa State minus the 4. I'd rather get it at 3. You might be able to wait and get 3, but we're just going to grab it at 4 right now and be very thankful and then go get a slice of that Casey's pepperoni pizza that Iowa is known for. You can put that one in the bank. Iowa State minus the 4 against Iowa. Second game that we like is Wyoming and Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois coming off a major upset, straight up winner at plus 19, defeating Georgia Tech 22-21. Wyoming coming off a less than impressive victory, 19-16 over Montana State. But if you know that area between Wyoming and Montana State, great rivalry there. And that was the Super Bowl of the year for Montana State. So not a shock that Wyoming struggled in that football game. I'm once again leaning on the numbers from the beginning of the season where Wyoming in the Phil Steele rankings was ranked 55th. Northern Illinois ranked 117th. I know this game's at Northern Illinois, but you have the letdown coming off the big victory against Georgia Tech. We kind of saw that last week with Illinois having the letdown after their Nebraska win. I see something similar happening here where Wyoming's just the better football team. And I think they'll showcase those abilities this week and cover the 7 against Northern Illinois. So we're locking in the Cowboys and riding Craig Bowl to victory in that game. Next up, it's Western Kentucky and Army. Once again, we're going to grab some points in this one. We're going to get the plus 7 with the Hilltoppers taking on the Cadets. Army, very impressive victory last week, defeating Georgia State 43-10 as a 2.5-point underdog. We know that game because we played Georgia State and got pounded. But we're going to go against Army one more time because we actually think that Western Kentucky, we're seeing the old Western Kentucky back. They looked really good on offense. I think their defense is going to be good enough. They're not only going to cover this 7, but I think they're going to win the game straight up. So sprinkle a little money on that money line, and I think you'll be happy with that. And then our next game, we're going to play Middle Tennessee State plus the 19 against Va Tech. Va Tech, very impressive victory, of course, against North Carolina. They were a 6-point dog, won straight up 17-10 last week, had that electric atmosphere in Blacksburg. Very impressive. But Middle Tennessee State can stop the run. And when you see a team that can stop the run, go against a team that likes to run the football, coming off of a big victory, potential letdown, sandwich game with another Power 5 opponent coming up next week. We think the spot is right here for Middle Tennessee State to keep it close, maybe even a scare in the fourth quarter, to be quite honest. We like getting 19. Yes, I'd rather have 20 or 21, and maybe you can wait till the end of the week, get 2021. But we're just going to take our 19 and be thankful right now, because I think this is going to be less than a 2-touchdown game, and we should win this one by at least one possession. Next up, Mississippi State. We are going to grab the 3 points against NC State here. Mike Leach survived last week against Skip Holtz and Louisiana Tech. They rallied to win it 35-34 as a 20.5 point home favorite. Less than impressive, but that is last week. This is this week. And we think Mississippi State's actually the better football team compared to NC State. You got ACC, SEC. It's in Starksville. It's SEC country. They're going to get up for this game. I'm grabbing 3 points. I want to lock this one in right now because I don't want to get off the key number of three. That way, I hope worst case scenario, I'm getting a push. I don't want to end up at two and then potentially losing on three. So lock this one in right now at 3 points. We'll take Mississippi State plus +3 against NC State. Then three other plays we're going to lock in right now. The next one is East Carolina. They're at home against the Gamecocks of South Carolina. We kind of know a little bit about that South Carolina quarterback situation. We talked about it at length last week with Zeb Nolan being the starter for South Carolina, going from grad assistant up to starter. Coach Beamer says he's not going to announce the starting quarterback until game day on Saturday. That's part of the reason why we're locking in this play right now at -2. Because if Zeb Nolan is named the quarterback again, I think this line's going to go to 4, maybe 5, even higher. We don't know what's going to happen at the QB situation. So because I think there's the potential it could sail over the 3, and that being such a key number, and right now I'm below the number, I want to grab it right now because I think East Carolina is the better football team in the Phil Steele rankings before the year. East Carolina, let me find my notes here. They were ranked number 69, South Carolina number 88. So on a neutral field, East Carolina should be better. With East Carolina being the home team, they definitely should be better. And they should be getting a whole or laying a whole lot more than 2 points in this one. So that's why I like East Carolina against the Gamecocks of South Carolina. That is game number 6 on our card for this week. Next one, we're going to take Rutgers -2.5 at Syracuse. Just trying to grab it before it gets to 3. Rutgers, very impressive last week against Temple. I know it was Temple. Syracuse, meanwhile, very impressive against Ohio. I actually think Ohio's better than Temple, so that was a more impressive victory for Syracuse. But coming into the season, once again, we're going to lean on the rankings and the numbers from Phil Steele. Rutgers was number 63 in the country. Syracuse, number 84. So Rutgers, better football team. I know the game's at the Carrier Dome. Got that home field advantage for Syracuse. But we're on record saying Dino Babers is on the hot seat there at Syracuse. The talent level isn't there. I really think Rutgers is on the rise again with Greg Schiano. So, yes, I'm getting the line right now at under 3. So I definitely want to lock it in. Rutgers -2.5 against the Cuse. And then our final game that we're going to lock in today is San Diego State against Arizona. And somehow, some way, the Aztecs are only giving 1 point. Not sure why. I've analyzed this at length. Arizona, respectable performance against BYU last week. We cashed on that ticket, so I don't have anything against Arizona. They cashed for us with Jed Fish, but they're not the better football team here. San Diego State is the better football team. We go to the numbers again, preseason power poll from Phil Steele. You had San Diego State number 64 in the country and Arizona number 105. The home field advantage for Arizona isn't enough to make up for that type of talent gap. San Diego State's the better football team. Yes, they were not that impressive last week. I get it, but they were maybe looking ahead to this game. Meanwhile, Arizona got beat up against BYU. They know they have tough competition ahead. This isn't their Super Bowl against San Diego State. It's a winnable game at home. I get that. But I really like San Diego State only having to give 1 point at Arizona. I'm grabbing it right now. I think this line could end up at 3-4. So grab it on a Monday, Tuesday before it gets to that number by Saturday when they kick it off. So the 8 games that we're going to lock in right now, once again, Iowa State -4 against Iowa. Wyoming -7 against Northern Illinois. Western Kentucky +7 against Army. Middle Tennessee State +19 against Va Tech. Mississippi State +3 against NC State. East Carolina -2 against South Carolina. Rutgers minus the 2.5 against Syracuse, and then San Diego State minus the 1 against Arizona. And as we know, numbers matter. So when you get a good number, you may want to jump on it because a lot of point spreads, as we know, come down to one or two numbers, or even the hook at a half a point can make or break us. But that is our early games that we're locking in. Last week, 6-2-1 on the ones we locked in. Hopefully we can have similar success with the 8 that we gave you here today. Good luck, and let's cash some tickets.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.